When coaches ask, how do I advertise my coaching business? The tried, trusted, and tired answers are SEO, Facebook ads, Google ads, squeeze pages, set up a marketing funnel, or my favorite, a baffling combination of all of these presented as some kind of secret formula for success. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that you don't need any of that. In fact, I'll go further and say that I can't tell you what you need or should be doing. What I can and will do in this episode is show you how you can start to put your coaching business out there without the need for what you might be thinking of as advertising. I'm Simon Batchelor, and this is Better, Bolder, Braver. First off, it's worth clarifying what we're talking about. Lots of people confuse advertising and marketing, which is not surprising as the two are often used interchangeably, but they're not the same. Advertising, in the broad sense, is showing ads, maybe Facebook ads or Google ads, to total strangers in the hope that they like what they see and then they take an action, perhaps buy, click, or sign up. Ads, on their own, do not change anyone's opinions nor give them a fresh perspective. Marketing is the process of nurturing, educating, and supporting people on a journey from unaware to most aware. It's about guiding potential clients who are the right fit for your coaching to a point where they're ready to buy and, in doing so, are making an informed choice about working with you. When most coaches ask about advertising, I believe what they really want to know about is marketing instead. As you can imagine from those descriptions, unless you have a marketing strategy in place, your advertising won't work, because ads are only really effective if they're just one part of taking people on that journey. If you leap straight into setting up ads, the chances are that you'll be targeting the wrong people at the wrong time. Your ads will be bringing people who aren't ready to buy to a web page for something they don't want. So if advertising alone won't get you the clients you want, how do you go about cultivating them through marketing? While it might not necessarily be easy, marketing your coaching business is reassuringly simple. Attracting clients to your coaching business does take time, but once it's set up, your marketing strategy will bring your ideal clients who are ready to invest and will get the most out of the coaching process. The key is creating marketing content for each stage of a journey of consciousness. We create content that focuses on the people at each of the five levels of awareness. Unaware. A person doesn't know they have a problem or can't yet see an opportunity for change, and it can take a lot of time, energy, and effort to move them to the next level. Problem aware. A person knows they have a problem or can see an opportunity for change, but doesn't know there are solutions to the issue that they have identified. Solution aware. A person knows there are solutions, but hasn't chosen one and doesn't know about your product. Product aware. A person knows about your product, but isn't totally sure it will solve their problem or support them in the change they want to make. Most aware. A person knows a lot about your product. They're on the cusp of buying, they just need to know the specifics. This journey of awareness is focused on raising the prospect's consciousness of their situation. It will nurture and attract the clients who are the best fit for the work that you do. We have a whole page on these levels and how you can create content to support people and navigate this journey on our website. We also have a whole section dedicated to it on our Coaches Marketing Journey course. So to get this working for you, we actually recommend that you work backwards. You start with that final level of most aware. People at this point are just one step off making a purchase, so make it easy for people to take that first step. All they're lacking is a deeper understanding of your product and how they can apply that to their situation, so we need to make it easy for them to understand. First, put together a concise and clear explanation of how you can guide people through your coaching work and invite them to take that first step, that's the purchase. The target for this level is most aware. Then explain how your coaching process, which is your method, and show them how your method will get them from where they are now to where they want to be. Offer to guide them through this process. The target level for this is the product aware. Then create content that explains in more detail the problems, frustrations, or opportunities for the change that the potential client might be experiencing right now. The target level for this is solution aware. Then show them how this is linked to your method and how that can help them get them where they want to be. This target level is problem aware. Then create content that gets people thinking and brings to their attention how some of their lived experiences could be considered from a different perspective. Get them thinking and point them to your other content for more detail. The target for this level is unaware. So in doing this, you've just created a journey of consciousness backwards. Now we have a full guide to how to do this on our website and much more detail about how it works. Now some of you might be thinking, but wouldn't this just be easier and wouldn't I get faster results if I just use some ads? Well, ads can help you skip the queue and they can get you some purchases and clients without the journey of consciousness. But ask yourself, will the people who make that quick purchase be ready for coaching? Not so likely. A Facebook ad might get someone from having no idea they even have a problem or an opportunity for change to clicking on buy within 10 seconds. But will they be ready to personally invest and do the work? I think deep down you know as well as I do that they won't be. Better clients come from not cutting corners. Yes, this marketing process takes time, but so does coaching. If what you offer isn't a quick fix, why should the marketing be? The key is to meet the client where they're at and not where you'd like them to be. Then guide them to a place where they're making an informed decision about working with you. They and you will ultimately get a lot more out of it. We work with coaches who are creating this journey for their clients as part of our coaching-specific marketing training course. With over 70 video lessons and weekly sessions, we're here to inspire, support, and guide you on creating your own marketing journey. You'll also be joining a community of coaches who are doing the same thing as you. You can take a look around, attend some sessions, watch all of the course videos, and meet other coaches with our 14-day free membership, which you'll find at betterbolderbraver.com. Thanks very much for listening and watching, and we'll see you next time. We'll be right back.